wrote the first of the four Gospels in the New Testament? The first one is, there's Mark and Luke and John.
Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John.
Okay, what was the first one?
Matthew.
Okay, and a woman who conducts school is a...
teacher, school teacher.
And if a man is named John Cooper, you'll say, well, his wife is... that's not Mr. Cooper, that's...
his wife, Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. And a preacher who's not really trained, doesn't have any background, seminary or whatever, doesn't have a regular pulpit, just preaches here and there, what did you call him? He's not a real preacher.
Itinerary preacher.
Okay, is there another word, not as a cultured word perhaps?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Okay.
Second rider preacher.
Okay. What about, it may have to do with somebody, not just a preacher, but maybe he's a pretty good carpenter. He didn't learn it.
Jack of all trades.
Okay. What about Jack Leg?
Jack Leg preacher, yeah. Jack of all leg would be, yeah, Jack Leg preacher.
Okay. What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Aunt.
You'd say, she is your...
my aunt.
Okay.
I would say aunt.
Sure. And talking to me, you'd say, well, she is
my aunt.
But tell her she's not your aunt, but mine. You say,
she is your aunt.
Okay. And here's a bakery product. Sally is a nickname for, or there is a cake, a lot of pastries and so on with this name in it. The wife of Abraham in the Bible.
Sarah.
Okay.
Well, is Sarah the nickname of that?
Apparently, Stanley is a nickname for Sarah. I didn't know that either, but I've seen it here before. You weren't aware of that either. Maybe it's just...
I'm getting out of my bracket, mine.
If, the commander of the Army of Northern Virginia,
Robert A. Lee.
Okay, and his title was, not colonel, but... or captain.
General Robert E. Lee.
And the old guy who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken is...
Colonel Sam. He was a welfare patient. He was, and he was down and out, and he couldn't get well. And he had, I read something about it the other day.
Quite a success.
Success.
Okay. The man who's in charge of a ship is its
captain.
And if your father had a brother by the name of John, you'd call him
Uncle John.
And if his name was William, you'd call him
Uncle William.
And the man who presides over the county court here, what's his name?
No, that's what grandpa, judge, that's what grandpa was for long.
Okay, and he was called
Judge Long.
Long, okay. And a girl who is employed, or a person who is employed by a businessman to look after correspondence is called?
Secretary.
Okay, how's that?
Secretary.
And a person who goes to school is a...
goes to school as a pupil.
Okay, and if he goes to college, you might say a...
college student.
Okay. And a woman who appears in plays and in movies?
Actress.
And anybody born in the United States is called... he is a...
citizen.
What kind of... not Mexican citizen, but...
native.
Okay. And you might say, well, he's not Mexican, he's...
American.
And, the people who worked for, let's say the black people who worked for your father, maybe your grandfather, how did they call him?
Slaves?
Yes. Well, now I'm asking, or maybe they weren't, maybe it was after emancipation, they still worked around here. What name did they use when they referred to your father? Did they say?
Miss Alice and Mr. Grove. Mr.
Okay, and what about at the time of emancipation, so what they call them, there was a slave and then
the master.
Okay, and it is not quite midnight. Somebody asks you what time it is, you might say it's not quite midnight yet, but it's pretty close. And if you slip and catch yourself,